Start in 1 minute.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks a million for making yourselves available here today. I super appreciate that. We have a lot of information to cover. This is all critically important stuff. I would ask if you have members in your corporations, your group of friends, whatever, that do not make it today, you at least pass the sentiment of what we are going to be discussing together along to them so that everybody is in the loop. First and foremost, there have been a lot of questions lately about where's Asher? Asher's the new executor. Where's Asher? What's going on with Asher? This one is super difficult to discuss. But, you know, having spoken to him recently, this is something that he did want me to pass along to you guys. So shortly after Asher took over, his father wasn't feeling very well. They took him, you know, to the doctor to see if they could get him straightened out. He ended up in the hospital, and 3 days later, he passed away. It is a godsend that Asher was able to be there for him and his family. So, needless to say, those folks are dealing with unspeakable and immeasurable tragedy, and I think we all understand. And he's our boy, and our heart goes out to them. We are broken hearing this. I can't even imagine. There's really no words for a time like this. I know a lot of you are already thinking, what can we do to help? We may have some more details related to those arrangements in the coming days, and we'll make sure to get that stuff passed along. In the meantime, he's aware of what we're doing as a group. I will pass these plans along to you in just a moment. But we're going to do what we always do. When shit gets gnarly, we get shoulder to shoulder, we take care of each other, and we make sure that the humans are okay. And I sincerely hope that him and his family find peace sooner rather than later. It is gutting, and it is terrible, and it's just one of the most awful things that can happen to a person. But, you know, he'll get through it, and we will see him again. And the next time you see him, you tell him you love him. Tell him you appreciate what he does for us. And, you know, we'll make sure to give him, you know, all of our best as soon as he gets back. On to the deployment, which in the context of our conversation seems like the most irrelevant and unimportant thing ever, but we do have some work to do. So let's get to it. We started this deployment back in March. It was originally a Jeff deployment. And thanks a million for all those nice words you're saying in Elysium. I appreciate that. I know he would appreciate it when he gets back to check it out. He would be happy. And like I said, let's give him some space for now. But when you do bump into him out there, you know, when he decides to come back to us, you know, just make sure to give him your best. I think that would be really important for him. So we've been deployed since March. We were kind of torching around, you know, the Ketch, Immensia, Esoteria regions. Originally, that was a Jeff deployment. Not everybody was there for that part. But, you know, we have been deployed for an extended point of time. I think most of you would remember somewhere in the middle of all of that, the 68 FT Keepstar came under threat. We saw Fraternity deploy down. I think they were in Hedgy P or something like that. We started thinking, oh shit, you know, our critical infrastructure that is behind the lines of where we find ourselves deployed is starting to be challenged. So we need to take this very, very seriously. Goons are really, really good at overreacting to hostilities. So we did precisely that. We created a full-on alliance and coalition level deployment with the help and cooperation of our allies. We started to create a war plan, what we were going to do to take care of things. The threatening of those structures began to abate. So we went back to the task of finding out the answer to how far can we reach before we go too far. We have found that the limit of that reach lies somewhere around ZV. If you've been keeping up with the war, I thought, you know, two or three stages ago, this is about as far as we're going to possibly get. And yet we continued to make progress and continued to push and had a whole lot of fun along the way. We blew up lots of stuff. We got, you know, plenty of our stuff blown up too. But in a game that may not be doing the greatest at this very moment, that kind of activity with your friends and with your space tribe is very, very important, as it's, you know, it's fun that you don't have to worry about CCP providing for us. Things in the deployment went great until they didn't. I think maybe, I don't know, if anybody really thought we were going to like start dropping Keep Stars in Deterid, of all places, I think that may have been sort of an unrealistic expectation. But what ended up actually happening in the last several weeks is we started to see bigger and bigger foremosts on the part of our enemies, and, you know, congratulations to them for that. So being outnumbered, you know, two times or maybe three times in subcapitals, I think many of us still believe that we carry a super advantage, which is great. But if you know anything about getting in super fights, number one, it's probably not the best idea to do one out in the, you know, ass end of Immensia in space that you don't give a shit about. Number two, you're not going to be doing that without your alliance executor there to make those calls for the group. So that came off the table real fast, and we ended up just in a situation where without the ability to control the grid with subcapitals, it becomes very, very dangerous and sketchy to put the big ships out there. You know that. If you've been around super fleets for a while, you realize that it's very scary to not have subcapital control when you have large ships out and undocked, and we felt like we had lost that critical mass. Now, more recently, in the last several days, you've started to see Norris and Fraternity showing up to some of these timers. That really just tilts things further out of our control and in such a way that we cannot outform them. Did we have some nice victories in the last week or two where we held the line and provided some nice cover for ourselves? We absolutely did, especially in like the Chinese time zone. We did great. But, you know, as I was talking to the directors or the Kremlin a little while ago, we cannot persecute an entire war in that time zone. You know, 80% of our membership can't touch that time zone. So that's no way to fight a war. So we just can't do that. So what are we going to be doing? We're going to do a few things. Let me start with the important part. Number one, do not move yourself. Do not attempt to move yourself. If you try to move yourself in a capital, the chances are you could die. If you try to move yourself in a subcapital, the chances are that you will die. Do not do that. Number two, time is a factor. I think that anybody who's ever been through one of these where you leave a forward deploying stager, you would expect it to come under threat very, very quickly. So what does that mean? That means we will almost instantaneously, after we're done talking today, begin forming move ops, supers, titans, capitals, subcapitals, all of it. Keep your munins on standby and available. If we have any hijinks that we need to put down in the zone, we will do so with munins most likely. They are quick. They get the job done. It's like the AK-47 of EVE Online. We will do two stages of this move up. The first, very, very simple. It's a one midpoint jump to GE TAC-8, where we will be going first with the capital ships. Many of the subs may run it all the way back to Delve. I think it's only four jumps or so, so long as the jump gates continue to exist, or jump bridges. I would expect that to change very, very quickly. That's why I say make sure you're paying attention and you communicate to your friends and your fellow court members, et cetera, that we've got work to do. And we need people to get logged in very, very quickly, because you do not want to get left behind. If the Keepstar and ZMV comes under threat, that means the time horizon gets shortened, but we have planned for all of this. We are going to, you know, do what we have to do to make sure we get as many of our ships safe as possible. The asset safety for ZMV Podion, I think we determined that was. It would be better not to end up there, but your folks that cannot get themselves to their ships in time or get themselves moved in time, they have that backstop of protection. I would not want to end up in Podion with like five Titans or something like that, but at least they will be alive when they get there if that happens. You really don't want to do that, though. Let's try to avoid that as much as humanly possible. We will do what we always do, try to run reports all the while to make an accurate census of our ships and where people are, and we will be as proactive as we possibly can. The first big move ups are going to be coordinated. There's going to be subs. There's going to be everything above that all together, moving in coordination to make sure that there is no hijinks. After that, I think it's very likely that in the next few days, you will start to see those kind of capital move ops that we've all grown accustomed to, where it's just join this fleet. This is the Sino, jump yourself and dock up when you get there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, if you can't make these first round of pinged fleet ops, there will be further opportunity, but that opportunity, as I mentioned, has a backstop of a time horizon of several days, about four starting now, to get done. So we will do that. We will hold Torv in GE Tech 8 with the Capitals just for a couple days, and then we will begin moving them the rest of the way back. We would like to see what happens, as far as the bad guys. I know they're looking to us to see what we're doing. We are looking to them to see what they're doing. I had a lot of people ask me if I thought they would try to exploit what's happening with our boy and right now and his absence, etc. I don't like to even think about that or like that. So we will just have to see, and we will be prepared for anything one way or another. We've planned for it all. GE Tech 8, long term, we don't know what's going to happen there. It's safe for now. It's safe until it's not safe. I wouldn't plan on living there. I think it's really, really important that we take into consideration the lessons that we learned during the last big war, and that's you need to be very cognizant of your footprint in EVE Online. So things that are in our four core regions, Fountain, Delve, Period Basis, and Quirius, those are the places we are going to live right now. So we'll see what happens in Ketch. If we can hang on, but we hang on to it. If we can't, we can't. I certainly like to, having grown up around there, but you know, it is what it is. We will just play it by ear and see what happens. As we get ourselves back into 1DU, you're probably asking yourselves, what's going to happen? We're at a point where, after a six-month deployment, certain parts of your organization begin to be incredibly strained, whether that's the FCs, whether that's the coordinators, whether it's the logisticians. We are at a part where when I'm talking to the directors of those groups, they are telling me we are burnt to a crisp and need a break. So that's completely understandable. I've been in that situation myself plenty of times, as I'm sure some of you have. And I think we owe it to those folks who've done such a good job for us over the years that when they need a break, we give them a break. So this will be an opportunity back in Delve to recharge your batteries. If you would like to do some crabbing, believe it or not, there are still ways in this game to make money, and we can talk more about those on the forums or in the chat channels if you're curious and interested. We've already had SIG and squad leaders reach out to the Alliance about what's next. You have to consider, for most SIGs and squads, their activity becomes secondary when we do a war deployment. We sort of take all the oxygen out of the room when we move this big hog of a coalition somewhere. So those folks are still eager, to go out and do their things, whether that's a group like Whelp Squad or Black Ops or whomever, there will be plenty of activity to do. And I know, much to the chagrin of our poor coordinators, those questions are already being asked about where can we go now? Believe it or not, we're going to take a peek at Pakfin. I know that's a dirty word. We'll see what's happening in there, what those people are up to. If you've ever had any interest in doing that, you certainly have an opportunity to dive into that as we start to figure out our place in the grand scheme of the Triangle region. Home defense is always a thing. I know when we're deployed, you expect more problems in your home region. It's not really entirely common to see like 200 Deimos bouncing around your region unopposed. That's sort of a deployment thing only. We will have to get that stuff all back in order and get the standing fleets fired up and going again. I know they really never stopped, but we're going to add a whole lot more people to them such that we can get the region locked down, make sure we're back making money, recharge the battery for what has been a pretty long summer. The organization is obviously still in many ways reeling from several things, you know, whether that is a transition of power from, you know, a larger than life CEO person who occupied that job for a decade. A lot has to happen even when you have a great person to fill in that position in the future. Now, the fact that, you know, Asher has had personal tragedy pop up out of nowhere is completely out of everyone's control, of course, but it does create some knock-on effects to, you know, our little space group of friends because we are, you know, without our guy right now. Does that mean the organization is vulnerable or is in some way idle or, you know, the stunned carp thing? No, absolutely not. Of course not. I would like nothing more for us all to do a really, really good job until Asher gets back such that he says, you know what, glad I had this time. I'm glad you all took care of business for me. And, you know, on to whatever it is that will be next once that's all done. We sort of have been in this perpetual war thing for a really, really long time. In my mind, it's difficult for me to even ascertain when did the big war in Delve end and these next couple conflicts begin. I don't even remember. It's kind of been a blur one way or another. So we will take a break until we're not taking a break anymore. We will get those capital move up fleets pinged to you, Apple, if you want to go ahead and start getting it rolling, get it rolling, get those pinged to you. We expect a lot of people. Let's be patient with our fleet commanders and our coordinators today. They've got a lot of moving parts, and this is about as stressful a situation as you can ever find yourself in with a backstop of us all just being ill at what happened to our friend. You know, it's just, it's hard to even talk about all the space stuff, but we've got work to do one way or another. So we will be brokenhearted, but we will get it done. If you get yourself into one of the capital or super capital fleets and you trust yourself not to forget what you're doing once you are in one of those fleets, you can get your ship undocked in preparation for the grid and the system getting real, real nasty. This is one of those times where we're going to have to juke and jive a little bit to get people out of the system, sort of in waves, such that we don't destroy anything on our way out and put ourselves in a vulnerable position. Yes, I said if you trust yourself, and I know many of you do not, so leave yourself docked. If you know how to use a bookmark on an undock and stay put, you're more than welcome to do so. But come on, let's do this with no mistakes. I know that's a joke when you say it to goons, because when we move, somebody's gotta get blown up. But let's see if we can hold it together today and just have very, very clean move ops to get us pushed out. Somebody just linked that there are shipping services available. That I thank you. I can't believe I forgot to mention that. Utilize those shipping services for you and your members if you don't have the infrastructure or the ability or the time right now to get your stuff done. It's better to pay a little bit to save the stuff than have it end up in the ass end of nowhere in such a way that it can't be easily accessed or recovered. Does anybody have any critical questions? Type them in Elysium. We'll take questions for a few minutes, and then we're going to start getting our butts rolling because we've got work to do. When will Goonwolf have a new CO? Well, I mean, as soon as you guys As soon as you guys give me the job, yeah, I've already said I'll take it. You don't have to be in the corp to be the CEO. Everybody knows that. How long will the temporary staging be in GE? It will be just a few days, bud. If you're a subcapital pilot, the odds are you're not going to have to stay there. We'll just push you along. But for the capital pilots, we're going to leave you there for a bit. Okay, perfect. Keep in mind, if you're wondering what the hell is wrong with your battleship, someone mentioned this earlier, I have driven myself crazy doing this before, thinking that my exotic dancer, comma male, was breaking my fucking carrier's ship maintenance bay. You have to take the frigates out of the escape bay of a battleship before you can pack it. So I hope I save people a lot of time and frustration wondering what the hell's going on there. You should have time to move several capitals in the coming days. We have time. This is one of those situations where this is not the ideal end to the war. I think most of you probably are understanding of why we're doing what we're doing. You know, often in these situations, you only need one good reason to do it, and we've got three or four of them here that just make sense. And we have to do what we have to do. I wish we could have ended it, you know, on a high note with a big slugfest or something like that, but you play the game you've got, not the one that you want. So I appreciate everybody bearing with us. You know, a lot of our organization was reeling after, you know, the cultural changes we had gone through a few months ago, and we never really got to get our balance back and get our head on straight. So we are going to make sure that we do that such that we are providing the best experience we possibly can, you know, for you who all deserve the world. There will be a meta show today, and I'm told you'll see Fountain Frank. All right. Everybody, with that, I am going to hand the rest of the day off to our coordinators. We have a goon meet happening right now that I came home from to come have this chat with you. It is an honor and a privilege to be able to do so. As I said, you know, we're going to get this right for our boy. He's hurting, which means we're hurting. He wants us to do a good job. We're going to do a good job. We always take care of each other. That is our thing. I love you guys. I hope you're safe. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're enjoying the end of this summer. Please take advantage, get outside, touch some grass, do your thing. But for right now, get yourselves logged in. Let's get ready to do a fucking move up. Have a great day.